Srila Prabhupada recorded this song probably a few times, but there was one particular recording which I used to listen to in the Bury Place kitchen when I was cutting vegetables. And I was fascinated, you know, by this particular song. I didn't know what it meant, but I liked the sound of it. And so I, by listening to Prabhupada singing it, I tried to pick up the tune that he sang. And I couldn't entirely follow the way that he set the words to music. It took me a while to get the hang of it. And then some years ago I recorded it. Some of you might have heard it on a tape, but hopefully you will have heard it on Srila Prabhupada singing this song. So I'll be singing according to the tune, my version of his tune. And of course Prabhupada does give a very clear, simple explanation of this song, which I'll just read. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Narottam Das has written many songs which are recognized as authority by all Vaishnavas. Prabhupada treated these songs as being scripture. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of the songs is very significant. In this song, the song begins, Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. Prabhupada says, one has attained the perfection of chanting when as soon as he chants the name of Lord Goranga, at once there is shivering in his body, pulaka sharir. And in the accounts that were given of the life of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, shivering of the body, falling on the ground, rolling around. I mean, these were apparently almost daily occurrences in those days. There's a lot of descriptions of ecstasies. So it's an aspiration that Narottam has, that when will the day come when by chanting Gauranga's name I will feel ecstasy. Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babinir. When I chant the name of Hari, tears will flow from my eyes. The reason he's praying for that is because that makes everything so much easier. If when I chant Krishna's name, I actually feel ecstasy, then the whole process becomes natural. So any devotee, of course, would aspire one day to come to that stage. This is not to be imitated, Prabhupada says, but Narottam is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Gauranga's name. And after shivering, while chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Ar kabe nitai chand karuna hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So to approach Gauranga, we have to go through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says, the symptom is one who has received the mercy of the Lord has no more material desire. Samsara vasana, the next verse, Arakabe nitai chand karuna hoibe, samsara vasana mor kabe tucha habe. Samsara vasana means desire for material enjoyment, the samsara, the cycle of birth and death, and being attached to staying here, wanting to be here. He says, when will this become very insignificant, this attachment, which keeps bringing me back, life after life? Of course, as long as we have bodies, Prabhupada says, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti. When will I be very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions in devotional service. This is the nectar of devotion. These topics are also dealt with in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books. And we have given the summary, Prabhupada's using the royal we have given the summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. When Prabhupada first came to the West, this was the book, the first book that he worked on, was the Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And for a while he brought with him the Srimad Bhagavatams in those original brown Indian published set of three, which were highly sought after, highly valued. And then he produced the Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And for a long time that was the only other book that the devotees had. And so everyone was reading the Teachings of Lord Chaitanya in that book. It's only quite a short book. But Prabhupada put all the essential teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan and Rupa Goswami, to Ramananda Roy, to Prakashananda, and so on. It's a real mine of transcendental nectar and wisdom. One has to learn the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das directs us, don't try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by your own endeavor. We should try to understand this yugala piriti, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das says, Visaya Chadya, Kabe Sudha Habe Mana, Kabe Hamahirobo, Sri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely freed from material anxiety and desires, then I will be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my life will be successful.
Goranga balite habe pulakasari hari hari balite na yane babe ni goranga balite habe Kulakasari Hari Hari Kulitena Yare Bhavini Arkabe Nitaichan Karuna Hoibe Sangsara Vasanamo Kabe Tuchahabe A karuna hoibe Sangsar vasa namo kabe tucha habe Visaya chadiya kabe Shuddha have mana Kabe hama bujabo Shri Vrindavana Jaya Chariya kabe Shuddha Vishaya chadiya kabe Shuddha have man Kabe hama herabo Shri Vrindavan Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Puja Bose Jugala Piriti Raghu Nata Pade Raho Moras Pratana Kvaraya Sada Narottam Das Goranga balite habe pulakasare Hani hani balite na yani bhave Rupa Raghunatha Pade Raho Mara Rasha Pratana Karay Sada Narottam Das চলিতে হবে পুলাকাশরে হরি হরি বলিতে না জ্ঞানে ববেনী